Raven has this theory that babies either love him or hate him based solely on his voice.
It's not a theory. You come up with a theory, right? And then you hypothesize whether or not it's not. And then you do an experiment to see whether or not it's absolutely true. And then after you see that so many experimented times on and you divulge your results there, then you have it as a law.
Well,
it becomes a fact.
It is true. Like, what I've noticed is whenever there's small children around Raven, they either love him or they hate him. And there's kind of never anything in between.
Right. It's all about the voice. So it's the vibration of the voice, basically. When they're a baby, they don't understand what I'm saying. They don't know whether or not I'm yelling or whatever. They're just feeling the vibration, kind of that base of my voice. So love it or hate it, they're either on board or they're not. Met my friend's baby the other day. Happy to say baby likes me.
Well, that's good.
That's good, because you know right away.
So we're going to conduct an experiment right now to see if babies like Raven or not. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna on Raven. Do you have a baby with you?
We do. We have a 2-year-old.
Okay. Can they hear Raven? Because we want to see if Raven's voice terrifies them, okay?
Yeah. What's their name?
Her name's Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you? Are you brave girl, Natalie? What are you doing today?
I'm eating my food.
Yes. I love that. Can I come with you?
Yeah.
Oh, see that?
Wow.
I made another friend.
This is great.
Babies either love or hate me. Looks like you're a winner, Natalie.
Yeah.
Do you think Raven is nice or bad?
Bad.
Oh,
well, you
no.
might be right. Well, you might be right, but I mean, you're talking to me, so that's for your parents to worry about, right?
Maybe say yeah.
Look, Natalie wants to keep talking.
Yeah. Natalie, you have the best day, okay?
Have a great day.
Okay.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. We are wondering if you could put Zach on the phone, and we are going to see if Raven's voice scares him. Is that okay?
I mean, we're not trying to scare him. I mean, some babies love me or hate me. I'm trying to go for love here, but it's one or the other. It's never in between.
Yeah, sure. He's right here with me.
Okay. So, Raven, go ahead. Talk to the baby.
Hey, Zach, buddy. What are you doing? Huh? Are you doing something cool today, Zach? Don't be frozen, small child. I mean you no harm. Oh, no. Yeah, it's fine. We're going to hang out. We're going to be best friends. We can hang out all day, me and you, Zach. What do you think about that? Right? I mean, it sounds kind of awesome, right? I mean, we'll drive around. We'll do stuff. Yeah, I think that kid likes me, I think, Anna.
Jamie, is Zach seem happy, confused? What are his facial expressions right now?
He seems pretty confused right now.
He's probably going to the bathroom. Babies make faces when they go to the bathroom.
No.
No, he seems to like me.
Does he like his creepy voice, or does he find it alarming?
It's not a creepy voice.
I think he actually liked it. He wasn't crying, so that's
it's the vibrations.
Yep, all right.
It's the vibrations.
Okay, I don't...
You like that, Zach?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
He's looking.
He's looking for you to leave. 1-800-330-9999. If you have a child under the age of 2 with you right now, give us a call. We want to see if Raven's voice terrifies them or not. Raven has this theory that babies either like him because of his voice or hate him because of his voice.
It's one or the other. There's really no in between. As soon as they hear me talk, they're either fascinated or they're terrified.
Right. So we're doing a social experiment with your babies to see if this is true or not.
I mean, they're not our babies to worry about.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna on Raven. Is this Laura?
Yes, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura, can we put James on the phone? We just want to see if Raven's voice terrifies him.
Listen, I'm not out to terrify children. I'm just saying that sometimes it happens. And but I think that James is probably going to be very brave. Everything will be fine.
I think so, too. He's right here. You're on speakerphone.
Okay. Go ahead, Raven. Talk to baby James.
Hey, James. What's going on, buddy? What are you doing? I think it's going to be me and you hanging out today. Laura hasn't told you this yet, but she's going out. So it's going to be me and you hanging out all day and this afternoon and tonight. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
He thinks you're his dad.
I think that we would get some French fries. And we would hang out and watch whatever we want on television. Nobody will give us any trouble. What do you think about that? Yeah, me too. That's what I was thinking. I think it's going to be awesome.
Does he look calm or does he look terrified of Raven's voice?
Oh, he's completely calm.
Oh, okay.
He's found his zen.
Yeah.
And it starts and ends with this voice right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was smiling.
Okay, bye.
Did you hear that? He was smiling too. Look at me. Look at me go.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How old is your baby right now?
My daughter is going to be 6 months.
Your baby, we're going to have Raven talk to her because we're going to see if she's terrified, okay?
Okay. Hold on. Let me get her out of this. We have 90 seconds. Let me go in the back. All right. Let's see if she's terrified.
What's her name?
Raina. She's always really happy, so I doubt she'll be scared of you.
I see.
Hi, Raina. How are you today, Raina? Are you having a lovely day, small little child that smells like baby powder that I can bounce on my knee and walk around with? Everybody will ask me, whose baby is this if I have a baby with me?
That's weird.
Hello, small baby. Would you like to say hello to me? Hello?
Wait. She's crying.
Oh, she's crying.
Oh.
I did this. I feel terrible.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you have a small child with you?
Two. Her name's Victoria.
Victoria. Okay, Raven's going to talk to Victoria. Go ahead.
Hey, Vicky, what are you doing this morning? You want to hang out with me? My name's Raven. Is that baby grunting?
Grunting.
Okay, all right. It's all right. We're just meeting. Whoa.
The baby's crying.
Oh.
You made Victoria cry. I knew this was going to happen.
We're just meeting. It's not my fault.
No, she hates you. Stop talking.
What?
Stop. Don't make noises.
This is so hurtful.
Right?
Victoria, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's not usually like that.
Uh-huh. I know. It's his voice. I know. I knew this was going to happen. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Tell Victoria that we love her very much. Okay.
That was hurtful.
Okay. We're gonna call my toddler, Dakota. She's 2 years old. We're going to see if she's terrified of Raven's voice.
I mean, your other daughter loves me. I should be good.
Well, we'll see. It's next. It's an experiment. Raven believes that babies either love or hate his voice, and it's never anything in between. And what we've learned from talking to so many of your children so far this morning is that's true.
Yeah. You know, they don't typically get fickle with me, right? They don't start liking me and then decide that they hate me after all. If they love me from moment one, I'm good for the rest of their lifetime.
Yeah.
If they hate me from moment one, I'll circle back when they're about three.
One of our bosses, Kevin, he has a 2-year-old daughter, too. Kevin, can we please talk to Grace?
Sure, she's right here.
Okay.
Now, Anna, Grace has liked me before. I met her. She smiles on. Hi, Grace. What are you doing? What's going on? I'm so glad that we're talking here on the phone. I've been thinking about calling you for a while. I'm sorry it's been a long time since we talked. Are you doing anything fun today? Grace, do you want to hang out today?
Oh, now she's getting shy.
Is she getting shy or is she getting terrified? Be honest, Kevin.
I don't know. Maybe it's a combination. I think she's shy and, like, what is happening? Why are there two voices?
I mean, Grace is typically into me. She's, you know, the times that I've run into Grace, she's ignored others for me.
That's not true. Grace just is like a good baby. She likes everybody.
Oh, yeah? That's it? Yeah. So Grace is spreading around her love, making sure I don't feel bad about myself? See, right, Grace? Tell Anna you can think for yourself.
I will say she's not crying.
So there's that.
Right?
That's a good thing.
I win.
All right, but now it's going to come to the true test, Raven. My toddler, Dakota, is 2 years old.
You say that she's, you know, she's a handful, no question about it.
She's either going to love you or hate you, that's for sure. This is my babysitter, Lindsay.
Hi.
Can you do me a favor? Can you please put Dakota on the phone? And I'm just going to have Raven talk to her. Can you see what she says or just monitor her face reactions?
Yes.
All right.
She's right here.
Okay.
Dakota. Guess who's on the phone?
Hi, Dakota. Are you there? Hello?
Say hi.
Hello, small child. Would you like to speak and hang out for a little while, small child? I could read you a story or something like that. Yeah, that would be awesome, right? I'll read you a story. And I can do monster voices because I've got a big... Whoa, you're a same time talk. Okay. Oh! All right, Uncle.
Dakota's mommy. Dakota's mommy. It's mommy. Stop yelling at my baby.
She's yelling at me.
Mom,
I'm just defending myself.
No, it's me. It's mommy. No, that wasn't mommy. This is mommy.
Oh, man.
It's all right, Mama.
Where is mommy?
We ruined her whole day.
All right. I think so.
I'm so sorry. You babysitter, I am so sorry. I will give you money when I see you. It's not even my child. I'll buy you lunch. Oh, my God.
That's what I deal with every day. All right, Dakota. Okay, Dakota. Mommy's got to go back to work now. All right. Thanks, Lindsay. God help you. All right. Bye.
God, that poor Lindsay.
I know. She earns
what
every
penny. What are you buying
so
her
much
as a bonus? Oh, my gosh.
You think the stories I tell you are fake?
She gets a quarterly bonus, I guess. Oh, my gosh.